There's a classic riddle about whether you would rather have $1 million today or a penny today that is doubled each day for a month. So, of course, the $1 million sounds attractive on day one. At the end of the whole week, your penny has only grown to 64 cents. How can that one penny ever have an effect? But that multiplication factor quickly takes off. Halfway through the month, you can make a car payment. And by day 30, you're well past that enticing upfront $1 million. So pick a month with 31 days, right? All of that from one penny. Well, it's worth keeping in mind the penny when we hear St. Paul talk about sin coming into the world. What did he tell us today? Through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus, death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. You see, one became two, two became four, and four became eight, and eight became 16. Such that, since we are all descendants of an original set of parents, which even science has come to support, we are all the result of that multiplying effect. I was born with original sin, not because of any fault of my own, but because my parents were born with original sin, and because their parents were born with original sin, and because my great-grandparents were born with original sin. But St. Paul says that the gift is not like the transgression. The gift doesn't work in the same way. That gift of salvation doesn't come through generation, passed on from a parent to their kids. It becomes because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And like that, the gift is available to everyone of all time. So if that gift is endless and countless, how can we take it in? Well, beyond baptism, that is. Well, let me give you this morning a simple but life-changing way. In July, the cathedral will begin a new schedule of masses and confessions for Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday will stay as is. So you might say, well, that doesn't apply to me because I only go to Mass on Sundays. Well, that may be precisely why you're hearing this morning. If St. Paul says today that the gift of Jesus Christ overflows for the many, how could it overflow into your week? What if you were to decide to add one daily Mass to your life each week? I think our new schedule makes it easier than ever. So first, there will now be a Mass every day, Monday through Friday, at 8:15 in the morning. School, no school, vacation, no vacation, summer, winter. Every day, Monday through Friday, at 8:15 a.m. Maybe you work different hours, or you're partially retired, or you're off for a day, or you work from home, or you just dropped your kids off at school. Monday through Friday, 8:15 a.m. Now, maybe that's just a difficult time for you. Well, don't worry. Every Tuesday, There will be Mass at 5:30 p.m. in the evening. After work, after school, after practice, 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. There are more options available. Every Friday at one of our nursing homes, every Wednesday night in Spanish. So the bulletin today, when you leave, has a half-page handout that you can take with you, put it on your refrigerator, and ask yourself, what's keeping me from picking one day a week, in addition to my Sunday, when I could come and join in the sacrifice of the Mass? Now, you'll also notice on your schedule that we've added another time for confessions every week. One of the best problems that a pastor can have is having more confessions than he can hear. Now, you might say, well, Father, I'm not causing that problem. Again, that might be precisely why you're hearing this morning. In addition to our Saturday confessions, which will remain as is, and our evening confessions, which will now be on Wednesdays, we're adding a morning confession time every Friday, starting at 7:30 a.m. So again, put this on your refrigerator until Christmas and ask how you can build it in. Sin came to us like a doubling penny, from one to two to four to everyone. But grace and salvation go directly from the one to the many, not stopping at one day or hour, but overflowing into every corner and minute of your week.